about today. I brought many notes. Let's see where we will go. Could I just request to be informed about the usual time frame in which we give the lecture? We should stop at 8:30. Wow. Then we really have to be getting into the subject. Jaya Radha Madh. By 8:30 or at 8:30?
By
Jaya Radha Madh Hava Kunya Bihani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jai Om Vishnu Vishnupad Paramahamsa Varavaraja Gacharya Astada Satasi Simadisti Vaingre Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Vishnu Padaya Namastaya Bhutale Tsumanavati Vyanda Swami Tiyami. Come, enough place for everyone. Maravananda. Ekavira. Welcome. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We have for our elderly Matajis, I think, Brother Leela, you would be much more comfortable on the chair there. Mm-hmm. Mataji, do you also require a chair? Yes? So, we have two elderly people. Please bring a second chair. Ekavir, you can work, you can be on the... Yeah, honestly? Yes. So, we are reading today from the first canto, chapter 17, text number, Gaurahari, is it 15 or 16? Can 17. Or you know better, I mean, you know better, 17, it's 17. Dharma uvacha. Here we are in the Sanskrit school, so the students will all know how to repeat by hearing once. You now, please don't embarrass yourself. You try. We are in a Sanskrit school. Give your best, huh? Little learnedness is required, or expertise. Etat va bandaveyanam yuktam ata bhayam vacha yesham guna ganai krishno Dodyado Bhagavan Kritaha Dhanama Uvacha Etatva Pandaveyanam Yuktam Atabayam Vacha Yesham Gunaganhai Krishno Dodyado Bhagavan Krita. Dharma Uvacha. Dharma Uvacha. Dharma Uvacha. Changuna Ganai Krishna
Dhyanam Bhagavan Vritaha
Mataji's, please. Maybe you require the Bhagavad.
Dharma
Vacha.
Dharma
Vacha. Vacha.
Yutta
Vatayam Vataha. Yesham Gunai Ganai Kashno. Dharma Uvacha. The personality of religion said, Etat, all these, Vaha, Vayu, Pandavayanam, of those who are in the Pandava dynasty, Yoktam,
just befitting.
Ata, the sufferer. Abhayam,
freedom from all fears.
Vachaha, speeches.
Yesham,
those.
Guna ganai,
by the qualifications.
Krishnaha,
even Lord Krishna.
Dodyado,
the duty of a messenger.
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead.
Kritaha,
performed.
A translation.
The personality of religion said, these words just spoken by you befit a person of the Pandava dynasty, captivated by the devotional qualities of the Pandavas. Even Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, performed duties as a messenger. I would very much like to give you the context in which this verse appears. It is spoken by Dharma when Parikshit Maharaj set out with his mighty war chariot to save Dharma, really. He had heard that there was a Shudra beating a cow and a bull, Dharma is represented by the bull, or Dharma is the bull. So Pandava, so Parikshit, the descendant of the Pandava dynasty, came to the help of Dharma. So now Dharma is grateful. He praises Parikshit Maharaj and says that in effect he is not surprised that Parikshit came to the help of Dharma in its hour of need, because he has inherited the noble qualities of the Pandavas, which have endeared the Pandavas even to Lord Krishna, who, out of sincere appreciation and love for the Pandavas, performed menial duties even as a messenger. So now we will hear the purport and some words. I will have to speak very concentrated, but remember you are in a Sanskrit school, so let us just somehow connect with the morphogenetic field here of deep concentrated learning. Purport. The assurances and challenges made by Maharaj Parikshit are never exaggerations of his real power. The Maharaj said that even the denizens of heaven could not escape his stringent government if they were violators of religious principles. Wow, not even if a demigod acted adharmic could he escape the consequences Parikshit's government would get him. Parikshit Maharaj was not falsely proud, for a devotee of the Lord is equally as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes more powerful by his, the Lord's, grace. And any promise made by a devotee, though it may be ordinarily very difficult to fulfill, is properly executed by the grace of the Lord. The Pandavas, by their unalloyed devotional service and full surrender unto the Lord, made it possible for the Lord to become a chariot driver or sometimes their letter messenger. Such duties executed by the Lord for his devotee are always very pleasing to the Lord, because the Lord wants to render service to his unalloyed devotee, whose life has no other engagement than to serve the Lord with full love and devotion. Now, the Lord wants to himself return the service and do service for his devotee. Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Arjuna, the celebrated friendly servitor of the Lord, was a pure devotee of the Lord, like his grandfather, and therefore the Lord was always with him, even from the time when he was helplessly lying in the womb of his mother and was attacked by the blazing Brahmastra weapon of Ashvatthama. A devotee is always under the protection of the Lord, and therefore the assurance of protection by Maharaj Parikshit could never be without meaning. The personality of religion accepted this fact and thus thanked the king for his being true to his exalted position. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine Jaya Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadha Divas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham, Vrindavan Dham ki. I'm very enthusiastic being here, so sorry. So, dear devotees, let's concentrate. This verse is about loving relationships between Krishna and the Pandavas and even the descendants, descendant of the Pandava, that is Maharaj Parikshit. Lord Krishna had said, anyone who loves the Pandavas loves me, and anyone who hates the Pandavas, he had proclaimed that at the court of Duryodhana and all those who arranged this war against the Pandava, anyone who hates the Pandavas, it is equal as hating me. And there's a relationship. Krishna is captivated by this and therefore wishes to even render service to the such devotees. Service is not one-sided, just like a relationship is never one-sided. It is two-sided. Krishna also loves his devotees, and Krishna also wishes to serve his devotees. Here in Braj, there was such a devotee of whom I read yesterday. He was one of the eight poets who glorified Gopal on the hill, the Ashtachap. Kumbandas, I believe, was his name. And he was a singer for the Lord and a poet for the Lord. So he would sometimes sing in great ecstasy in the mandir of Gopal, and his ecstasy didn't stop there. Later, when his service of singing for the Lord was completed, he went into the fields of Braj and continued to sing there. So once Man Singh, the important general of King Akbar, heard about this great devotee who sang so beautifully and with so much devotion that he wanted to have his darshan, and he asked people, where is this great devotee? And they said, well, he's in the fields singing for the Lord. How do I find him? Said Man Singh. Well, you have to go to his relative's house and they will guide you to there. So Man Singh found the niece, and the niece said, come with me, and brought this big general who was really like a subordinated king as far as his influence was concerned, to Kumbandas, who sat right there in the fields singing. He sang so beautiful that Gopal sat before him to listen to his singing. With tears of love in his eyes, Kumbandas sang for his Lord, and with tears of love the Lord listened to this great devotee. But when Man Singh was coming through the fields, you know, with some servants, Gopal ran away in the bushes to hide. He's a child. Kumbandas sang to the child Gopal, Bal Krishna. So Man Singh said before Kumbandas, whose gaze was fixed towards the bushes, because he looked for his Gopal. Then the niece said something which irritated Man Singh. She said, oh Kumbandas, a calf has eaten your seed and drunk your mirror which you use for tilak. What? A calf can eat a seed and drink a mirror? Man Singh kept that as a question in his mind. How is it possible? So then the niece announced, this is a subordinate king under Akbar, Man Singh. He has his fortress in Deek. Please spend some time with him. But Kumban said, the real king is hiding in the bush. and cried because Krishna had gone. And then he sang a beautiful song to his Krishna. He didn't even look at the king. Sang a beautiful song for Krishna, which moved the heart of Man Singh. And then Man Singh understood after this long song, it's time to go. And he said, Kumbhandas, I don't want to disturb you any longer. Now, can you just tell me, what does it mean that a calf has eaten your seed and drunk your tilak mirror? And Kumban said, then my niece will explain this to you. So the niece said, Kumbandas has given up everything, even the regard to a king, because he is a devotee of Gopal. He lives renounced. And the grass is his seat. So a calf has eaten the fresh grass on which he usually sits. And the same calf was thirsty. Kumbandas uses for his tilak mirror, this is a glass without water, a glass with water. You know, when you look in a glass with water, you can easily draw the tilak line. That's his mirror. Calf has drunken his mirror. So Man Singh was so pleased that he gave Kumbandas a golden mirror with jewels. It's still available in one of the temples. You can look at it. Kumbandas gave it immediately away to Gopal's service in the temple. So, but it's as if it's like this. So, my dear devotees, this and many other stories. Look at the story of Madhavendra Puri, who discovered Gopal, in the deity form, speak to us of a relationship. If you chant, my dear devotees, do service, learn Sanskrit, do so many things, but you never ever think of your relationship with Krishna, you will miss the whole point of Krishna consciousness, and bhakti will never come in your heart. Although we are not Madhavendra Puri and not Kumbandas, we are servants of Krishna, devotees of Krishna, and we need to become mindful of doing our service, whatever it is, in relationship, so that with a sense of relationship, so our service gets life. Otherwise, it's dry and the ego will never go. The ego of a great devotee can come to you when you never think, I'm serving Krishna. It's all for Krishna what I do. So this is a thesis, and now I want to talk about this in 20 minutes. Let's try. So first of all, we all know in a general way Jeev Krishna Das, the living entity, is a servant of Krishna. We do not yet know our specific identity as a servant of Krishna. We don't know what Prabhupada says is our constitutional position. The Sanskrit word would be swarup, our original form. But all of us have an original form, and with it a service which is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that this is at the moment in its budding state. You know, a bud is a potential. When this flower is in the bud, it ripped, I'm sorry. They're really fragrant, these flowers. If it's like this, a bud, or listen to the Yugoslavian word, a pupolnjak. This is a better word, pupolnjak. If you are in a pupolnjak state, then this you don't yet have there is no fragrance available, and the form is not available. You can't see it. So in the same way, when the living entity is Swarup, or original constitutional position, is in its budding state, you can't yet see the form of the living entity, nor can you see its his fragrant service. That's not yet available. But by the process of bhakti yoga, we hope that this bud comes into the blossoming state. Blossoming state is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a human being who is performing service according to the rules which have been given by the great acharyas, Vaidhi Bhakti. Huh? But as this goes on, following devotional service, then it is expected that you come to the blossoming state of Krishna consciousness. That's when you perform devotional service out of love. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's very simple example, which hints at a potential which we have in our spiritual life. Now, two things are necessary for this growth. You need the kripa of Guru, and you need the kripa of Krishna. By this investment from above, transcendental energy which comes from above, transcendental knowledge which comes from above, you can make use of your potential, or to stay in the analogy, you can blossom up and then become to the fully blossomed state of Krishna consciousness one day. The Shastras give us an example how both types of mercy is necessary. The Shastras compare the living entity with a lotus flower. Again, the example of the lotus is closed. And it needs to grow two things. A pond to nourish it, and the rays from above, the sun. A devotee who needs the nourishment from his guru, Guru Kripa, and he also needs the sunshine, that is, he needs Krishna's Kripa. That's very important. And the guru need, the disciple or the devotee needs to be turning to these two types of agents. The Guru Kripa, and Krishna for obtaining Krishna Kripa. Imagine a lotus flower which would only have the pond. That lotus flower would not grow. It needs sunshine. And imagine a lotus flower which only has sunshine but not a pond. That lotus flower would not grow, it would dry up and wither and die eventually. So the attempt of a devotee to turn to the fully blossomed state of consciousness cannot be successful if there is only Krishna. There must be the nourishing water from Guru. And it can also not be successful, the growth, if you only turn to the guru and make something like a Western word, the Indian audience, please don't take objection, make a personality cult out of the guru. That means you worship the guru without ever understanding his message, that you are a servant of Krishna and you're supposed to serve Krishna, and become a Bahirmukha disciple, just an external fanatic follower who never understands the message really and what the guru wishes to teach. In this lecture, I will not talk about Guru Bhakti. You have heard many lectures about this. I want to turn about turning to the sun, to Krishna. The lotus needs to turn to the sun. That is, the devotee, in order so that his full potential comes out, he needs to serve the Guru and turn to Krishna with a sense of relationship. I am related. I am yours, my Lord. No? That's very, very important. I feel in our Krishna consciousness movement, this important point has been so much stressed by Prabhupada, and therefore it is important for me to bring it out today. But it's not always sufficiently followed because, I don't know why, but we are human beings, we try our level best. It's a little, yes, good. So, let us still stay on the point of developing our perfection. There's a shloka in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which all of you know. Please chant along with me. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Shravanadi Chuta Chitta Karaye Odoi. This verse is very important. Is hotly discussed between the Gaudiyas and the Babas, what it could mean. I was in one of these wonderful discussions a few days ago with a wonderful follower of the Babaji line, and I was very happy to bring the point of which I'm trained to his intention and to his great appreciation. So here we want to say, translated in a simple way, as we find it in Srila Prabhupada's book, in a straightforward and direct meaning way, the Nitya Siddha means eternal perfection of Krishna Prema, love of Krishna, is there within the living entity, and it can be brought out by Shravan, hearing, and Adi, etc. And then this rises in the heart. Udoy. Udoy means also like the sun which rises from behind the horizon and comes and into our awareness. But how are we to chant so that here Shravan and Kirtan, how are we to perform the essential bhakti limbs so that Krishna Prema comes out of our heart? How are we to do this? Oh, this is a science, my dear devotees. How should Shravanam Kirtanam be done, is my question, so that Krishna Prema, the desired treasure, comes out of us, and in this way we come to the fully blossomed state of consciousness, you know, where our form is there and our service is there, our Swarup and our Seva. How are we to do this, this great task? My dear devotees, in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about the means. He says, you must do so with sambandha. The correct understanding of one's position, he says, if a jiva receives the blessings of a saintly Vaishnava, he begins chanting Krishna's name in correct understanding of his position. So this correct understanding of one's position translates into sambandha jnana, which means in the initial stage to think about three things, three meditations you need to do. I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna. When you do your shravanadi, no? Shravanam and kirtanam, before you sit down, become aware that you are a particle of consciousness. You're not the body which sits there. You're not your elegant frisura or lack of frisura. You are, frisura means haircut, and it's a Yugoslavian word. You are not your body and your learning. You are very tiny, undeveloped in your budding state. You are there, an atomic particle of consciousness. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you have fallen asleep. But now you will be with us, when one is shown once. So, atomic particle of consciousness and an eternal servant of Krishna. It's so important, my dear devotees, that you don't chant absent-minded but present-minded. Be present to this fact that you are small, you are in a potential form, you are not yet developed, you are not yet you, and you are an eternal servant of Krishna. Then, next meditation. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. You are small. Krishna is so unlimited big, and he is your master. And this material world is the prison house, huh, that is meant to reform my truant tendencies, my absent-minded tendencies. Huh? So now you are there. You do your devotional service, starting with hearing about Krishna, chanting Kirtanam and all the other angas, and you are always in that space, always in that thing. You think of a relationship. I'm small, but I'm related to Krishna. He's my only master. And I'm only here to learn this, to develop this. As long as you are not at this place, you will be polluted by anattas and only chant namabhas, a semblance of the holy name. It's you are in the training camp, in other words, as long as you're not there in the standing before the training camp, I wanted to say. When you come into this, then all of a sudden, you will see how your devotional service comes to light. Devotional service done without Sambandha Gyan is only giving small results. But devotional service done with this Sambandha Gyan is giving great results and help you to develop your relationship to Krishna. I want to now bring a few pramanas from Shastra, one from the Nrisimha Purana, which is a treasure of the Vaishnavas. Tvam prapanosmi sharanam deva devam janardanam itiya sharanam praptas tam kleshat udaram yaham. I deliver, says Lord Nrisimhadev, from all sufferings one who accepts my shelter, saying, O God of gods, O supreme refuge, I am surrendered unto you. Please say this. O God of gods, O supreme shelter, I am surrendered unto you. Or from Ramayan. Everything is so simple if you surrender into this relationship. I always say when I'm in New Age circle, relax into the relationship with Krishna. But here I'm on holy ground in a Sanskrit school. I will say, Sambandha Gyan, Prabhus! Sambandha Gyan! This is a very well-known shloka, which surprises us every time we see it appearing in our mind. Lord Ramachandra spoke this shloka when a demon, a Vibhisan, came to him for shelter. Vibhisan was driven out of his home by Ravan, his demon brother, and he said that this person is not to be saved. He doesn't listen to my advice that he should surrender Sita. I will now go to Ramachandra. Ravan needs the power treatment now. And I will be on Ramachandra's side. So he came as a demon. He had still the ears of a demon. You know, horror movies and all? This pointed ears. Usually hair grows on the top of pointed ears of the demons. I heard in some demon anatomy class. He was still not very qualified, but he surrendered. And see what Ram said to him. Sakriteva prapanoyas tavasmiti chayachate abayam savada tasmai dadam yetat vratam mama. It is my pledge. Pledge means something like a very firm promise that if anyone just once sincerely requests me for shelter, saying, I am yours, then I grant him courage for all time to come. Please let us at least theoretically do this. I am yours.
I am yours.
Of whom were you thinking when you said this? Most of you were not thinking of anyone. I can read minds. You have to start thinking of the person you take shelter. It's important. Then only the bud will blossom and turn into a flower. Then this whole process will work. I was so happy. I talked to this very good Baba, and I said to him, see, they do a process of relationship. This is imagined only. They imagine some form and some service, and then they hope that there will be an appropriation. It means what they imagine will come to them. But I have seen and talked that for many it remains on the imagination platform, and they are so dry. So unfulfilled. I have seen, because many ISKCON devotees whom I used to know and who are changing processes like shirts have done, and they have confessed. Because that simple idea is not there. And I told this, and then the Baba looked at me and said, you are right, so right. Then he said, he's a good practitioner. He said, I'm also, when it comes down, I'm just thinking, Krishna, Radha Krishna, I'm yours. You know, this surrender, the thinking of a relationship. But you have to think of the person. If you know, some of you are married. God forbid this in a Sanskrit school. Or let us say some of you have friends, let us say like this. And you say sometimes to a friend, I'm yours, you can sell me on the marketplace. Do you sometimes sell this or say this to your friend? I've said it to two friends. Up till now they have not yet sold me on a marketplace because I'm useless and have no value. Most probably they know this, but two can do this with me. Because I've said, yeah, I love you, I very much love you, and I'm yours. And I remember their names, who they are. I won't tell you so that you don't bribe them, and then maybe I have to become your house servant when they sell me. You know, it's very important in a relationship. When you say I'm yours, you have to know who this person is you are surrendering to. And these two pramanas from Shastra tell us that the Lord accepts us like this. King Kula Shikha expresses this. thought like this. We took out for our Nityananda Prabhu, who is a Brahmin from South India. So here is a verse for you, Nityananda Prabhu, and for all everyone. This doing your service, being mindful of a relationship. Yat kritam yat karishyami tat savam namaya kritam tvaya kritam tu falabhuk tvameva madhusudana. Tvameva madhusudana. O Madhusudan, whatever I have done and whatever I will do, nothing is my own endeavor. It is all done by you. You are empowering me. I am not the doer. And you alone are the enjoyer of the fruit. This is how to perform bhakti. Krishna, please help me. Please accept me in your service. I am useless. And then Krishna, I have brought this little thing for you. Or Radha Krishna, or Gonitai. And so on. When you are in the Sanskrit school, think like this. I'm doing this study for you, Krishna. I'm doing it for you, dear Guru Maharaj, to become a servant who is able to continue this line of bringing the knowledge of Shastra to the unfortunate people of Kali Yuga. If you do this like this, you will not be dry. But if you don't do this, you will dry out in whatever you do on the long term. I mean, 40 years, 50 years, whatever. Now, how to do this practically? I would like to recommend something to you. You don't have to do it, but you can do it. There is one shastra which is very powerful. It's the Sanat Kumar Sanghita. We read and discussed about this in the Kartik Vrata, and I have a question from this to Gopi Paranadana Prabhu later. There's one thing I really need his guidance on. It's about, you know, it's about bhakti. This is a bhakti grant. And many shlokas from it are known in our bhakti circle. There is one passage where it is said how you should live. You should follow the example of the Chataki bird. What does this bird do? He rejects lakes, rivers, oceans, and any other source of water. The Chataki bird will drink only water falling from a cloud. What this means in the analogy is a devotee should reject encouragement of this world. You know, that means worldly objects, sense objects, which agitate him. But he should go for his nourishment to Krishna, which here is compared with a cloud which gives the much desired water and much needed water for survival. So, and how to do this is by doing a particular service, doing a particular prayer, which really summarizes what you have heard this morning in this class. It's a very powerful prayer. The fall is, if you do this, then you will very quickly be blessed with direct service of the divine couple. That means your original relationship will blossom. In this prayer, you will find the elements which we have tried to say in the short time. I must say, time is really chasing me like a snake. I want to end so that I will be invited again here on time. You know, you have to surrender yourself to a relationship to Krishna. You have to think of you are actually belonging to Radha and Krishna. You have to do this while you perform your devotional service. That will empower, that will spark the ignition of bhakti in your heart. Huh? This this meditation. And here is the prayer. It goes like this. Samsara sagaranato putra mitra griha kulat koptaro me yuva meva prapana bhaya banjano. O Shri Radha Krishna, please save me from the ocean of birth and death. Please save me from the troubles born from children, friends, and home. That means material attached kami life. Huh? Please break into pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. O Shri Radha Krishna, today I place myself and everything I possess, both in this life and in the next, at your feet. We approach the feet of the Lord. Now comes Dainya Bodhika, revelations of one's mistakes. I am the home of all offenses. I have abundant all spiritual duties. I have no shelter. O Shri Radha Krishna, O my lords, please become my shelter. O Master of Radha, who is this? Krishna, yes. You are not listening. Please listen more keen. O Master of Radha, I am yours. O beloved of Lord Krishna, who is this? Good. I am yours. I offer to both of you my thoughts, my words, and my deeds. You too are the goal of my life. And now, please repeat after me. O Shri Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me, a sinner and an offender, in your service. This means turning to Krishna. The bud, you who are in the bud, turn to the sun. There will be a relationship, and you will be graced by the soothing sun rays of Krishna's mercy. As long as you stay in the pond of your relationship with your spiritual master, these sun rays will just take care of you, so that the bud, that is the potential, will turn into the fully blossomed state. Or if I want to say it in other terms, staying in this connection, my dear devotees, will take care that your original constitutional position, that is your original identity, and your service will blossom forth. It will be revealed, not by imagination. It will be as real as a lotus flower which stands happily smiling in the pond and looking towards the sun, opening itself for the sun. This is very important. Please think about what you have heard. I can only say to you that this understanding, which started to come because some of my God brothers had preached to me how I can advance in devotional service, has really become my great inspiration in life, and I wanted to share it to the students of the Sanskrit school and to my example in devotional service, Gopi Paranadana Prabhu, and to all of you. I will not be able to take questions because we are 9 minutes and 10 seconds over time. To avoid saying 10 minutes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonidai ki jai, Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Krishna.